Go before him in prayer this morning. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a blessed opportunity, Lord. We say so many times, Lord, but we mean it. Lord, because we realize without you where we would be. And Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord. We want to sing praises unto thee, Lord. And Lord, hear instructions from you how to live and how to move forward in our life, Lord, and be pleasing to you. Lord, just have your way in this service. Bless each and every one that's here this morning, Lord, and have your perfect way. In that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. I'd like to sing page 374. Thinking of Calvary this morning. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary.
May I be willing.
Amen. Never want to forget what he's done for us. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus on 343. If that isn't love, amen, that's truly love. Amen. He left the splendor of heaven on knowing his destiny. Think about it. Amen. Was the lonely hill of Golgotha. There he lay. So thankful, Lord. Where would we be without you? Amen. Thank you, Lord. I love that little chorus. People think they know what love is today, but He truly gave His life for us. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like here. I like to sing that little praise song on 593. Give thanks. So much to thank Him for. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Amen. Glory to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Let's sing that little chorus, God is so good. God is so good. morning. I know he's been good to me, and I thank him so very much. I appreciate him. I love him for what he's done for me. So undeserving, but his mercy and his grace. Amen. We love you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother Gensel, would you like to take up the offering this morning, please? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and appreciate you this morning and just fill in your holy presence here, Lord, and just fill your love.
Amen.
That you have for us, Lord, and Lord, the light is just shining in our hearts today, Lord, even though there's gross darkness all around us, Lord.
Amen.
But I couldn't help but think this morning as I seen the sun shining beautifully on the outside. What about the sun that's living within us, shining forth your light through this darkness, and proving that your word is alive, and that you're alive, Father, living again today. And Lord, I pray that would be the desire of each and every one of our hearts, Lord, is that people would see Jesus Christ in us, in every action, everything we say and do, Father. And we just love and appreciate all that you're doing for us. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless this offering for that building, thy kingdom, bless those that can give and those that can't. And Lord, just bless the remainder of the service, and may we be hungry, Lord, to receive that word that you prepared for us. And Lord, may we just be pulling and drawing, Lord, and just, Lord, grant unto us revelation of that word. And we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, we just want to serve you. Jesus, we just want to serve you. Jesus, we just want to serve you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we just want to serve.
This morning, by the uprest of their hands. Brother Settles, would you like to take the needs?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so appreciative.
Amen.
Lord, to have an opportunity.
Yes.
Lord, come. How this is truly so close to us, Father. We're thankful for that desire you've placed in our hearts. Lord, that striving to, Lord, fulfill every word. For we know, Lord, it only comes from you. Lord, we pray, Father, for the people, Lord, the hands that have raised,
amen,
signifying needs on their hearts. Lord, you know everyone before we even raised them. But Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to glorify you in some way, Father. Lord, whether it be in sickness, we can glorify you in the healing. Father, in needs that you're our provider. But we just want to say thank you for meeting every need. Just bless us. Bless each and every one, Lord. The remainder of the service, may you get the glory and honor in everything that's said. Blessing to the speaker as he brings that word. Father, Lord, open our hearts to the revelation we ask. Lord, all this we ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Anybody have a special this morning they want to sing or have a song in their heart?
who could stand and place his hand upon a holy God of heaven and a fallen sinful man, and could span that deep mighty chasm which between sin had placed on the cross, hung the man who bridged the way. Oh, I love him. He is my everything. He
so humble. Amen. If you think about where we would be without him and what he's done for us, dear God, help us. Amen. All I can think of is amazing grace, and we can sing that as our pastor comes.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
Heavenly Father, again, we are so appreciative of your mercy and your grace. Lord, we realize that many people do not understand us. Many people cannot figure out why maybe we even have a service the way we do. Why maybe the hot sun of the preaching continuously comes forth. But Lord, if only they could see you're getting a little bride ready. Lord Jesus, open our eyes today. Give us thine eyes, Sav, that we would be able to see, Lord, the things that you prepared for us this day. Lord, truly help us to get our hearts, and minds, everything about us, Lord, our affections, centered on things above. And Lord, have our attention drawn completely to your word today now. Father, take control of our flesh, this body, Lord, this spirit, everything about us, Lord, that you could bring forth those precious quotes or scriptures, whatever you want us to hear today. And may each receiver, Lord, have a heart open, O God. We thank you now for everything. We appreciate you with all our heart. We want to always give you the glory and the honor for everything, Lord Jesus. You're so precious. We ask this now in your glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's sing it one more time, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
So thankful for his grace and mercy. Amen. While you're standing, let us turn our Bibles again to 1 Peter, 4th chapter. And let's read this 11th verse. We read it last Sunday morning, but I'd like to read it again. In our minds, a couple things before we move on with this message. All things. Amen. God is so rich in mercy, isn't he? All right, 1 Peter and the 4th chapter, 11th verse. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. May God bless reading this word. You may be seated. I'd like you to just kind of get your heart set and your thinking set this morning as we go back into this. And keep in mind that God, excuse me, is not a God, excuse me, is not a God of unfinished work. Everything that he does and has done and ever will do, he finishes it. has no problem finishing it because he's God. And I trust it by going into the Word today again now that we will see the importance of it in our lives personally and how this attribute would come out in the way of the bride having the same mind and think the same way and have the same desire, the same outlook, I should say, of how God wants things done and how he can do it and how he can finish it, and to where there'll be absolutely no doubt. Remember now, the prophet said, he spoke to that little bride, being, he said, I want you to get up and build up into the holy oracles of faith, the faith of this hour. Is that right? And I trust that by going into this word today that it'll do that. And again, I'll never get it finished today. But Lord willing, we'll pick it back up again this evening, if it be his will and if he tarries and if I live. But we find that in this, I want you to notice this pattern of this when we speak about this all things. And as we bring some of these things to your attention. And you'll notice, as the scripture already says, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So he wasn't going to leave anything out that he wouldn't be glorified for, you see. Because he's not a God of being unfinished. He's a God of finishing things. And all things come to pass. And all things be fulfilled. And just everything is, he takes care of everything. And as I said, I want you to see how this comes out in our life and what God's looking for today. But let me read again now Hebrews 4:13. Let me read this one. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Now, we read that last Sunday. Just kind of quickly go back through a couple of these things to get your mindset. So again, we realize that even all things, he knows everything. He sees everything. He knows what we're going to speak before we even speak it. Because he searcheth the reins. Yeah, he knows our thoughts before we even speak. So it's hard to, with a carnal mind, to grasp that God would be so great that he could do that. But you remember Brother Brand mentioned a couple of times about he even knew how much tallow was in the gnat of an eye, you know? And when you think of things he created, there's something so small, we can't even, living bacteria and things that is so small, we can't see it with the naked eye. You can't see it. And you think, how could God make something like this work, you know? And when we think, you know, when I was in high school, we used to dissect earthworms and different things like that. And an earthworm is pretty large compared to a lot of things. But when you looked at the earthworm and seen how it was made inside and everything, you think, how does this work, you know? I still do remember it has 5 pairs of hearts, an earthworm does. And we was able to see the hearts. And the thing of it is, that's, as I said, something large. But yet, and you think of the trees, how they, just in the fall we just went through, the sap went back down. Brother Brown spoke of that. The sap goes back down to the roots, and the leaves fall off, and so forth. Everything is just perfect the way God did it. You see, and you can't change it to get it better. Because he knew exactly what he was doing with all things. You see, he didn't need somebody to come along time and say, you didn't do this right, Lord. He didn't do this right. No. And Satan can't come to us and say, God didn't do this right because this is the way it should be. No, no. God did it right the first time. You see? And God knows how to do it every time right. Because he's just a God of all things. He knows everything, you see? He can do anything. There's nothing he can't do, you see? So just keep, like I say, these things in your mind as we go along. But he says here in 1 John, if you want to turn there with me, 1 John, 3rd chapter. We're going to read some scriptures now, so have your Bible ready. 1 John 3, and then the 20th verse. But again, I want you to notice the pattern of it, okay? The continuity of it also, okay? 1 John 3:20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Now think of that. God is greater than our heart. He knows all things. He don't leave nothing done where he don't know it. Beloved, if our heart condemn us, or condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Now, you know, Thursday night I talked about, again, blessing. Asking God to bless our food. What do you think about this? And whatsoever we ask, don't you ask God to bless your food?
Amen.
He didn't say in most things or in some things. He said whatsoever. That means whatever you ask.
That's right.
Okay? And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why do we receive of him? Because we keep his commandments. Now, how can you do that? Only through the token. Only through the literal life of Jesus Christ being in your life. That's the only way you can keep all these commandments. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Oh my. Then you can really know for sure God's going to bless that food, you see. All right? Or anything that you ask him. Whatever it is, whatsoever. You see? All right? So keep it in mind again. He is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Okay? Hebrews 2. Let's get some of these scriptures in our heart now. Hebrews 2. And let's begin here at the 8th verse. Hebrews 2. I'll make sure you got time to get it. Hebrews 2. And let's go to the 8th verse. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. In that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Again, now, watch this attribute. Watch this desire. Watch this mind set, if we could say it that way. Watch this mindset that God has. And it comes out through his elected. Okay? Let's go on. Let's go to Colossians 1 now. Colossians 1, let's reread this again. Colossians 1, and let's begin the 16th verse. Read this one at the ending of the service last Sunday. Colossians 1 and 16 to 20. For by him were all things created. I'm telling you, what I bring in this little series, I will not even touch. Won't even touch the all things that God has spoke about. You see? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Glory. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. Now just think of this. He's the head. He's your head, the one that has control of everything. And all things belong to him. All things were created by him. And he's your head. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, he might have the preeminence. That in all things, whether he wants us to be a prisoner, whether he wants the token on display, whether by his stripes we're already healed, or whether it's all things are possible to them that believe, all these promises, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now, you're sitting there right now, and by him all things consist, by him were all things created, and he is the one that's going to make sure all things get done in your life. Because we can't do it. But he's going to make sure all things get done. He's the author of all things. Hallelujah. Now listen. That in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. I don't have to worry about anything not being done right. I don't have to worry about if I put everything under the blood of Jesus Christ that there might be one more little thing not taken care of. I know that if I put it up there and ask God to forgive me, it's taken care of. All right? There's no problem. I don't have to worry about something existing out here that shouldn't be when I've done putting it under the blood. I know it's taken care of. Okay? And I was going to reconcile these people to him. All right? By him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say whether it be things in earth or things in heaven. Keep just letting the picture come to your mind, in your heart. Now I'm going to read this again in conferences. This was June 8, 1963. I'm just going to read paragraph 284 this morning, and 285. He says, and I'm a Christian because my Father is God. How many of you today are sitting there? You're a Christian because your Father is God. Absolutely. That's the way we all sit here today. And the only way we're going to be a Christian is our Father is God. Amen. All right? You really believe your Father is God? Amen. Hallelujah. All right? We're Christians upon that basis. We are Christians. We're born of His Spirit. Again, I speak these things in a way, you know, like Brother Branham said, you know, he spoke of faith and healing as if it was for everybody, but it wasn't. But I speak today as this is for everybody. I don't know who all is born again in here, but God does know. And God knows who those are seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God knows who will ever receive it to start with and who won't, you see. But I speak it as though you are sitting there with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost, and had a soul change. Okay? We're born of His Spirit, and the Spirit of my Father is in me. Think of that. The Spirit of my Father is in me. And our Father is who? God. All right? He says here, and the Spirit of my Father in excuse me, and the Spirit of my Father in me, he said, and I have the attributes of God in me. Now think about that. Can you believe that?
Amen.
I have the attributes of God in me. You have the attributes of God in you right now sitting there. All right? And they display themselves like they did in His Son, Jesus Christ. And they display themselves, these attributes, as they display themselves in Jesus Christ, they display in us, if we are filled with His Spirit, if we are walking in that Word, if Christ is in us, we are manifesting those attributes. All right? Those attributes have to be fulfilled because the Father's in us. You understand? Okay, simple as it can be. And they display themselves like they did in me. Excuse me. I've had a terrible time with phlegm this morning. And he said, they display themselves like they did in His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, there you are. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Flesh and blood hasn't revealed it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed it. Now, as we go into this further, I realize, and you must realize, that flesh and blood will not reveal this to you. Me staying up and you hearing my voice it's not going to reveal it to you. But as I speak His word, and if that Holy Ghost is in you, you can receive that word. So it's the Father, it's Jesus Christ speaking to you and revealing these things to you. It's not me. Now, though He uses flesh to present it to you and renew your mind back to it and speak it to you, but yet I can't reveal it to you. Same thing with this message today and on these things, or on this particular series, all things. I can't reveal it to you. But the Holy Ghost can reveal it to you if you're a receiver by the Holy Ghost of the Word of God. Okay? So let's go on now. Now turn with me, 2 Peter, 1st chapter. 2 Peter and 1st chapter. Again, keep paying attention to these things now. Will you do that? All right. 2 Peter and the 1st chapter. And we'll begin here at the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, like what we'll speak of today, the revelation that all things are possible. All things. Oh my. Obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because if it wasn't for His righteousness, we wouldn't be worthy of it. No way. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Now notice what He's saying. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. What are we feeling this morning, Grace? Amen. What do we have in our hearts? Peace. Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So we sit here and we get the knowledge of God's word. It just keeps getting greater and greater. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things. Can you believe it? According as the divine power hath given to us all things. What is that divine power? It's the Holy Ghost. It's God in spirit form. According as the divine power hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, do I have to worry about that life coming forth if He's in me? Do I have to worry about a token be on display if He's in me? No. Do I have to worry about godliness if He's in me? No, I don't have to worry about it. He's done taking care of everything. Hallelujah. And as I receive the word, I'm becoming the word. You see? All right? According to His divine power, hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Can you believe that? He called you to glory and virtue. He gave you everything you needed that pertains unto life and godliness. He gave it to you. When you was born on this earth, He made sure there was a part of Himself in you. That nature, that soul laying down inside. And it lay there dormant until the day that Holy Ghost fire come down and killed that old worldly nature that she was born with. But He put everything in there that you needed to do everything He wanted done in this hour. Talk about predestination. Amen. I'll tell you. You're going to see this thing, people struggling and trying and struggling and trying, friends, ain't it? No. It's what He has done for us. Amen. You see. And whether we're a recipient of what He has given. Okay? He says here, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Just think of the promises that belong to people like this. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Again, He placed everything inside of you to be a partaker of that divine nature. Because a part of Himself is in you. Is that right? Absolutely. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's why there'll be no problem, none whatsoever, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. Because He's took care of everything. He's got everything taken care of. It's no worry. That's why there's peace. Once that Holy Ghost comes in and kills that old worldly nature, it It's all taken care of, friends. God's going to get it to the place He wants it to be. And you know what? It's not just going to be halfway done, but it's going to be finished. It's going to be done and done right. You see? All right? Now let's keep going here. Let's turn to St. John 14:26. Again, I repeat, watch the pattern of it. Okay? St. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Think of that. Hallelujah. He shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Thank God for that good Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. All right? Just let the Holy Ghost put it together in your heart for you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. I can say, now the scriptures I'm reading today is not even touching how many there is. I'm telling you, there is so much on this. It's just beautiful. 1 Corinthians 2, and we'll read 10th to the 16th verse. 1 Corinthians 2, 10-16. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Are you seeing anything yet that's been undone or going to ever be left undone? In our lives, personally? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This word is for us, isn't it? In these things written for our admonition, in this for the bride of Jesus Christ, that this is what she lives by? Absolutely. Then I'm not finding anything yet that He's not able to take care of. No. Anything He hasn't done or cannot do. There is nothing. You see? For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, it's given us to know these things. Oh, hallelujah. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Oh. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned, or in other words, understood. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. In other words, he's able to discern and make sure if it's the Word or not. He judgeth all things. You see? All things. Where's he get this from? How can he judge all things? Because that same God's in him. That same God's in her. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Man can do what he wants to do, but it ain't going to mean nothing to God. No. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Just pay attention to what I just read. For he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But I have the mind of Christ. Apostle Paul says, but we have. I'm included in that. You're included in that. But you have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. I looked that up just see for sure which way that was going in the original Greek. And it says here, when he says we have the mind of Christ, is to have the same understanding. Wow. The faculty of receiving divine things. The faculty of receiving divine things. Only by the Holy Ghost can you receive divine things. And of recognizing goodness and of hating evil. We just had a little message here a while back. Hating the works of the flesh. Yeah. Have the same mind. I'll guarantee if the Holy Ghost is in you, you are going to hate the works of flesh. That's why that prophet, that attribute showed through him when he's in the church age book speaking. You see? To have the same thoughts or feelings or purposes and desire. Wow. The same mind. If I got this same mind when it comes to this all things that we're going to get into. Do I have the same mind? Oh my. Let's go on. Let's read here 1 Timothy, 3rd chapter, 10th verse. Again, watch this attribute come out through this servant of God. This attribute. Oh my. Glory to God. No wonder the little bride sits there and knows all things are possible to them that believes. Hallelujah. She has the same attribute. Glory. Oh my. 1 Timothy 3:10 beginning. And let these also first be proved. Let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Now watch this attribute. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanders, sober, faithful in all things. All things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children in their own house as well. For they that have used the office of deacon well purchased themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. And when I looked up the original Greek in that faithful, this is what it says. A true believer, trusty, faithful, of persons who show themselves faithful in the transaction of business, the execution of commands, or the discharge of official duties, one who kept his plighted faith, worthy of trust, that can be relied on, easily persuaded, believing, confiding, and trusting. One who trusts in God's promises is convinced that Jesus has been raised from the dead. One who has become convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and the author of salvation. That's what the deacon's wife has to be. You see? In all things. Faithful from A to Z. Now again, I just read that to show you the continuity of how this attribute comes down through. It isn't just God himself is all things. But this attribute come right down to his bride. And manifesting through the bride. Oh my. How this will change a lot of things in your heart the way maybe you think. See? Let's go on. In 2 Corinthians, 9th chapter, 8th verse. If I can just get some of these scriptures right this morning, I'll be doing good. 2 Corinthians 9th chapter. 2 Corinthians 9th chapter and 8th verse. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Okay, now I'm going to personally, again, as I always say, I personally put myself there, me. You've got to do that yourself. You see, you've got to have it revealed to you to where you can do it, you see. God is able to make all grace abound toward me. Hallelujah. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Think of that. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Well, that sounds like God, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like God? Amen. Does he not have sufficiency in himself for all things? No, he's telling us. He's telling you. You're this person that's supposed to have sufficiency through him in all things. Everything. No problem. No problem with this life coming forth. No problem with God fulfilling his word through. No problem of God getting a people ready for rapture. Although it may look like if you was to look around the carnal eye and look around and all the people, even in the message, you think, why, could this ever come out? Could there ever be a bride come out? It looks impossible. all things are possible. But that little bride must have the same mind as Christ himself had. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Every good work. Don't find stinking flesh. God has given you all things to bring this good work out in your life. Hallelujah. Oh my. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, we've been quoting this, all things are possible to him who believeth. All things. Do I live my life like that? Can I really believe all things? You know, I was speaking Thursday night too about, after Brother Timothy got done, about, you know, we might get old, you know. And the good old doubtable idea that a woman going through her middle age crises, her body changing. That's just what I got to go through, Brother Steve. I'm getting old and my body's going. You mean God can't help that? I thought all things were possible then, I believe. There's many times in that prayer line when God's seen his visions, or throughout the prophet seen his visions that God gave him, there was women healed of those things, given strength. But today these are impossibilities. Well, Brother Steve, I'm going up again. I got to die someday. Something's going to take me. Until it's time, friends, God's still a healer. Right, amen. I don't care if you're 250. Amen. If it ain't your time to go, God can heal you. But we get this attitude. I'm getting old and something's just going to have to take me now, brother. Yeah, someday something will. Absolutely. But until that time, that promise belongs to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this word ought to change the whole way we think, friends.
Amen.
But just accept things that's not according to God's word, something's wrong. You see? All things are possible. If it would have been some of you said some things. But he said all things are possible to them that believe. Now, if you can't believe and you doubt it, you can't get it, then yes, not for you. And yeah, most anything can happen to you because you can't believe that all things are possible. But we're talking about a God that finishes everything and could do anything, has done everything, and will continue to do anything he wants. He's sovereign. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many times did the prophet use that through the prayer lines? Many, many times. Hebrews 13:18. 13th chapter, 18th verse. Again, continue to watch this attribute come out. Pray for us. We trust we have a good conscience. Let me read the Greek on that before we go on. The soul as distinguishing between what is morally good and bad. We have a good conscience. Paul's saying we can discern what's good and bad. You know? Think about that. Come to me. Pray for us so we trust we have a good conscience. Is that just for Paul? It's not just for Paul. It's for every one of us. And I wonder if all of us have a good conscience. That we're able to discern this between what's good and what's bad. You know, like we mentioned about Facebook and all these things going on today and people, what they want you to get involved in and this different stuff. Do we have that kind of conscience? That we know what's good and bad? Remember, God gave a people to be able to do that. He gave a people the same mind He's got. You see? If they're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, they will know and have a good conscience what's good and what's bad. You see? He says, have a good conscience in all things. In all things. Willing. And what is willing? To love, desire, to take delight and have pleasure in, to live honestly. Honestly. Oh. Yes. Have a good conscience in all things. Not part things. Now remember, if you will, let's bring it back to our attention. This is God speaking through His Holy Scripture. It wasn't just a man's ideas. It was God speaking through that servant, Apostle Paul, and he began to write these things. Yeah. This is God. This is God's way of thinking of the position you ought to be in. That everything can be conquered. It's contrary to His word. Did not He say you had power and authority over every devil? Amen. Over all sickness? Over the world, over the flesh. Huh? But it takes the Holy Ghost to put this all together in our heart and bring all these things to our remembrance so it can be manifested. Otherwise, it's never thought of until the preacher reminds me. But when the circumstance and the trial and the situation arises for it to be used, it's zilch. Seen, it can't be heard, it can't be thought of, it's nowhere around until the preacher reminds me. Oh, yes, I remember that now. He didn't say the preacher would bring all things to your remembrance. He said the Holy Ghost would bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Yeah. So many people want to live by the preacher today and have him remind them and remind them and keep on reminding them. But friends, the Holy Ghost is supposed to do that reminding. In a time of need, a time of circumstances and life troubles, you see. Pray for us. We trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Let's go on. All right, 2 Timothy 2nd chapter. Let's read here. I hope it's the foundation of it. I hope you're starting to see a little picture here. And hoping you see what's happening and what should be taking place. All right? 2 Timothy 2nd chapter. Third verse, beginning. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if any man also strive, and if a man also strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. All things. But people today, honestly, get to the position, they're just happy to know a few things about the message, and they think everything's going to be fine. But I'm going to tell you what, that's against Scripture. For you are to have understanding of all things. Amen. Is amen or oh me? But for one thing, people don't want to dedicate their life like that. They don't want to read that much, and they don't want to listen that much, and barely can make it service enough and everything else, you know. So, you know, it's not one of those things that they feel it's required. They just think, well, now, Brother Steve, you're stretching this. No, I'm not. I'm just saying what the Scripture said. Just people overlook it and don't care about it. See? Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble. Now listen. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Hallelujah. Therefore, I endure all things. Look at this attribute come out. For a man of God that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Hallelujah. It just comes out in God's people. It's everything. All things. It's going to happen. Everything God said, don't worry, God's going to take care of it. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6 chapter. 1 Timothy 6, 13 verse. Again, watch this attribute come out through an elected. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. What do you say? Who quickeneth all things? He brings all things to life, friend. Brings all things to manifestation. Yes. He is he that quickeneth. And he quickeneth all things. Oh my. Don't worry. If you're a bride, you're born again, this, what God is doing in this last hour is going to happen through your life. And you won't be able to help to yield yourself to it. I don't care how hot it gets, how hard it gets, how bad it looks. You can't help yourself. Because God give you all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Now let me read this quote in the Future Home. I'm hard on equipment sometimes. Amen. Future Home, the Heavenly Bridegroom. Renew your minds again now to this. And you tell me this won't happen. The people are so worried about that. It's impossible, Brother Steve. It's impossible. That's what I was talking the other day, the evidence of the Holy Ghost. See? The evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the Word, not some system. I just read Scripture to show you'd receive it. Yeah. But have a clear understanding. How do you know the word is clear and understand it? Watch it vindicate itself. Well, you say, I see this, do this and that. Oh, yes, weeds live the same way, see? But it's got to be the entire word. That's all of it, friends. Entire means all. That just wasn't put there for just no reason at all. It was just exactly what God wanted said. It's the entire Word of God. He said, but it's got to be the entire Word to be the bride. You have to be a part of Him. Didn't we just say that God was our Father? Oh, if He's our Father, we're a part of Him. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. My daddy's sitting there. I'm a part of Him. I'm a part of His flesh and blood. Came from the loins of Him. So I'm part of it. Now, what about Jesus Christ? What about it through Him? Aren't we a part of Him? Ain't He a part of us? Came from the same source, was also eternal in the thoughts of God before the world was ever formed. Huh? Amen. Oh my.
Amen.
He is the Word. So that means we're a part of this Word. We're a part of what I've been reading today. Is it right?
Amen.
In all things, I'm a part of these things. Hallelujah. Oh, with the revelation on it. He says, and what a part of Him is it? The Word is promised for this day. And He calls it His bride. Hallelujah. Oh my. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation 21. I'll have to quit here for too long. Revelation 21. Maybe I'll quit on this one for this morning. I won't hold you too long. Don't you get too tired on me. Amen. Revelation 21. Let's begin here at the first verse. It's good to read these things anyway. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no sea, and was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Hallelujah. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. He just never quits. He's all things, and it's going to be all things for us because we're a part of him. Hallelujah. Oh, how we need to change our way of thinking. Hallelujah. My. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, they that fear, and unbelieving, or something that you maybe do not believe, and of the abominable, or you detest the word in any way, and murderers and whoremongers, unlawful sexual activity, and sorcerers, one who calls one of the spirits of the dead, and idolaters, something greater in their life, more important than God is himself, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh my. But shall inherit all things. All things. I'm telling you, he's a God of finishing. He's God of everything. He controls everything. All things were created by him and for him by him all things consist. Don't you think we sit here today and he can't take care of everything in our life? Even to living the entire word of God? Oh. But the skeptics say it ain't going to happen, Brother Steve. We're in flesh. Skeptics can say whatever they want. But God's word said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And such few will go on to receiving the fullness of the Holy Ghost in their life. That's why it's so hard for people to believe. Because all these skeptics are out there, but the millions and a little bride is just sitting there by just a few, a little handful. It ain't never going to happen. We've tried it for years since the prophet's been here to live by the word, and everything keeps happening, and then we keep failing, we keep making mistakes, we keep doing things that's wrong. This is just the way life is, but one day we'll go to heaven. Nonsense! Satan may trap you. As far as that life, friends, it'll be there. And it's the entire word. Be vindicated. Not part. The entire word of God. And it's no problem. Because everything's taken care of. He gave us all things that pertain to life. He made it possible. He gave us exactly what we needed to be partakers of the divine nature of God. He gave us all those things. To the little bride, all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. And not everybody's given to believe. Just like he told his disciples as they walked along the road. These things were given to you to know, but to others it was not given to know. Praise God for the revelation that comes to the bride. Hallelujah. God's going to take care of it somehow. I don't know how he'll do everything, but he said he would do it. Amen. Hallelujah. All things, friends. I don't care what it is, if it's a healing, if it's a need, a financial need, if it's raising from the dead, if it's overcoming, if it's a word lived here, a word lived there, whatever it may be, God will take care of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Can thou believest?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, when the revelation of it strikes, friends. Change it. It hasn't struck yet, but I trust that it will in your hearts.
Amen.
Amen. I trust that it will, because I can't give it to you. He gave it to me by his grace, and I can't give it to you. The only thing I can do is give you the word that shows it and takes the Holy Ghost to open it up in your heart. But I do know this thing. If you're a bride, it'll be revealed to you.
Amen.
Yeah, well, you'll know it. You'll understand it. Yes, you will. This all things is going to become something great to you. Yeah. It'll be like anything else in the Word. Once you receive the revelation of it, everywhere you look at in the Scripture, everywhere you look in the quotes, there it is. It's there. Just the way revelation is. You see it everywhere then. But if you pick up the Bible and pick up the books and you can read, no, I don't see what Brother Steve's talking about. He's crazy. I just can't get what he's talking about. What's so great about that? You know you didn't get the revelation. It's not there. But when it comes to you, what? What comes with it? Stimulation. Revelation. Hallelujah. There's something glorious about it. I see that! Hallelujah. Glory! I see it. Amen. And then you see it be manifested through this body of flesh. It'll show up. Hallelujah. Truly, things are all possible. I've said that for years. You may sit there and say, and I've said this for years, Brother Steve. I've quoted that scripture. It just didn't really strike home. I hope it starts striking home to you.
Amen.
That all things are possible. All things are possible to them that believe. Yes. And it's all things. It's very great. Very huge. And I'm going to tell you what, again, I'm getting ahead of myself and ahead of my little message, but again, I'll say this. That little bride has been predestinated, and she has the same attributes come right out through her. She'll have the same thinking about it. Hallelujah. Defeat? She don't know what defeat is. No. The 10 spies did. The 10 spies knew all about defeat. But Joshua and Caleb didn't know nothing about defeat. Men and brethren were more than able to take the land. All those types and shadows down through the scripture, you watch it come right out in the bride. Men and brethren were more than able to take it. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in all the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Friends, if you just let the revelation of it come in your heart, hallelujah, and quit using all these flimsy excuses. Well, I can't do this, and I don't know about that, and I just this, and I just that. No. God's taking care of everything. Hallelujah. Anyway, regardless of what people think, he's taking care of everything. All things is in his power. All things is in his control. Yeah. And he has control over Satan, but he's just letting Satan do his work. He said, well, how do you know he's got control? Because one day he's going to throw him in the lake of fire, and he'll be finally consumed. Tell me that ain't power over him. Tell me power over him when he's already cast him away many, many times. Oh, yeah. What did the prophet say in the token? Not if I say. Here was a prophet standing there that whatever God had him say through him, seen through a vision, he'd speak it, come to pass. Anything else, what diseases they had, growths fall off, cancers fall off, and everything else. And that prophet, his mouthpiece said, not if I say, but if you say. Under this mountain, and be thou removed and cast in the sea, and doubt it not, it shall be done. Now God has put you in that position. Oh yeah. To move mountains, Brother Steve? Yes, to move mountains, if need be. Yes. But there's all kind of mountains in our life.
That's right, amen.
A lot of mountains. To some women, a mountain in their life is going through the middle age crisis. That's a huge mountain. Can't hurdle. It may be a huge mountain. We just can't seem to get the right job to where I can do what God wants me to do. It may seem like a huge mountain. It may look like there's no jobs out there. It may look like it's impossible to be able to do what God wants me to do. But I'm going to tell you, God specializes in things thought impossible. Because all things are possible to them that believe. If you're a believer, amen. God will give it. Oh, how great it is. I just wish I could impart the revelation to you, but I can't. Only thing I can do is give you the word that'll bring it. Faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God. So I got to give it to you, let you listen to it, and go God's channel. Amen. And trust that God has chosen you to receive and to be a receiver of it. If you haven't, receive it. Ever. If you can't not able to receive the things that God gives, then it's sure a sign that you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Because if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to receive the Word for your day. Yeah. The entire Word. It's been given you to know all things. Have the same mind that Christ has. It's given to you. Little bride. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Let us all stand. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, my prayer again this morning is that, Lord Jesus, you would give us the revelation of this. Until you give the revelation of it, Lord, it's just wonderful words, wonderful scriptures and quotes and things that's spoken and sound so good and sometimes even exciting. But Lord, until you reveal it, it'll do us no good. Because Lord, our puny minds is not capable to keep it all together. We can't even remember these things, Lord. And this puny mind we have, as intellectual as some may be, they still can't keep it all together at the right time and the right circumstance and put it all together so that it'll manifest. Lord, it takes the Holy Ghost to do so. We ask, Lord, again for that revelation. No wonder, Lord, as we go along further and further and get closer to the appearing of the Lord, no wonder that prophet cried out and said, cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. Yeah, we may need a car, we may need a this and that and the other, but Lord, cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. Lord, help us now. And Father, we bring Brother Samba before you. His wife called, Lord, and said that he's not feeling well. But Lord, you're the healer of all diseases. You're the master of all seas. You're the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. You are the one, Lord, that all things are possible to them that believes. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you'd reach down in Brother Samba's home right now and touch his body. And Father, may the anointing come upon him, Lord Jesus, and know that the Holy Ghost is healing his body. Father, you said we could ask and we could pray, Lord, and our brother would recover. We ask, Lord, you do that for him now. In your precious name, we thank you for all these things. No wonder, Lord, you said in the scripture, be thankful for all things. Lord, this all things just gets greater and greater and bigger and bigger. That, Lord Jesus, by grace we are saved. This is nothing, Lord, that we can do within ourselves. We cannot try to get this revelation. But Lord, you have to give it to us. It comes by grace, Lord. We ask now that you bless us. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. And may we give you all the glory and praise again, Lord. May you move in our song services. May you have your preeminence in everything we do and say. In Jesus' name, our precious Lord, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hope I didn't bore you and tire you, but I hope you're beginning to catch on something. And ask God. Pray this afternoon that the Holy Ghost reveal this to you. Would you do that?
Amen.
All right. God bless you. You're dismissed.